Here at KSTK, we have our own important news to announce. After 6 months, the station has finally hired a full-time general manager, Mike Simons. He was at one point a member of the board, and now he's heading up the office. Mike, tell me a little bit about your history with radio in Southeast Alaska.
Well, I came to Wrangell initially in 1995 to visit for about a month and listen to the radio and realized then how important the radio station was to the community and the services and the entertainment that it provides. And I thoroughly enjoyed the station, and I knew it was unique and different from any other radio station that I'd ever been exposed to because of the amount of different content that it offered the community. When I came here in 2003, I started to do some volunteer radio shows. I had a show on Monday night and a show on Wednesday nights, and just thoroughly enjoyed that experience. And when I moved to Juneau, I was able to get involved with K2 Radio in Juneau and did some volunteer shows there for about a year and a half. And after leaving Juneau, I was in Petersburg for almost a year, and again, was doing a couple of shows a week with KFSK, and ultimately came back to Wrangell in 2006 and became a member of the board of directors for our local board, and continued to do volunteer radio shows. Also at that point, I became a member of the Coast Alaska board of directors and was a member of the finance committee for the last 6 years. And so I've been involved with public radio in Southeast in a number of communities, but I've also had the real extreme pleasure of working with local board members, which we're always trying to help improve the station, and also exposed to the great camaraderie and family of people that make up the Coast Alaska stations. So it's been a lot of fun.
What was your background beyond volunteering? What's your work background?
Well, I came to Wrangell to work on the Nolan Center when we were building that, and my position there was as a foreman and helping run the crews. And then in Petersburg, I was we were remodeling the hospital there, and in Juneau, I was a project superintendent. We were doing some building for the Forest Service, a housing project there. So I've been involved in construction a lot, but a lot of it has been in management. And previous to my Alaska experience, I was also in management in the southern states there in the lower 48.
So you're well qualified to manage a station. You've got broadcast background. You've got managing background. What do you see as the future for KSTK?
Well, it's exciting. It's an exciting period. But looking forward, I really want to try to create more services that the station can provide the community. And I mean, with more and more local news and more local stories. Again, we're going to try to increase our volunteer radio shows with local people. And we're going to be taking a look at our programming and not making any significant changes initially, but, you know, we really want to try to see, take a good strong look at what it is that we're producing and airing, and make some changes where it might really be benefit to the community.